This is the ambulance sound. I am in the Singapore National Youth Chinese Orchestra under Gao Hu section, and I'm in Nanhua Opera doing the Teochew Opera. I am 12 years old this year. I started playing in the orchestra in 2020 in the SEMC Music Festival Camp. Playing in the orchestra makes me know more instruments in the orchestra and how the instrument play. Gao Hu is very bright and it brings energy to the music. And when playing the Gao Hu, I think it's very interesting.
I started to notice that Clarissa's love Chinese culture when she was 4 years old. I sent her to the Western dance and she didn't show much interest, and then we changed to the Chinese dance and she liked it very much. And I also sent her to watch the SCO concert, Singapore Chinese Orchestra concerts, when she was 6 years old. She told me that she wanted to learn the erhu. That's why I introduced this instrument to her. They are really totally different. My son is more to the robotic part and he played cello. Of course, physically it's two different culture, different instrument, but they are helping each other because Clarissa's the pitch is more accurate. She's very busy. She has a very full timetable schedule and she's very disciplined to manage her timetable. In the past, I would stress Clarissa, yeah, but for now I didn't. It's because she's in SNYCO and some of the members, the senior, will help her with her professional practice. I just encourage her and give her some space to learn herself. I'm seeing her grow and very proud of her.
Clarissa, all the best!
My average week is on Monday and Tuesday I have SNICO rehearsal, and on Thursday I have my CCA. I will have my erhu exam in June, so I have to practice on my erhu as well as revise for my PSLE.
Your week is always very busy.
Except for Wednesday.
Also, what do you do on Wednesday?
What do you do on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I only have one class, which is my erhu class. I have extra lesson for erhu.
Wow, so you still have things to do?
Yeah, just one thing. My hobbies are playing sports like badminton and playing mobile games. I enjoy being connected with the audience, and after my performance, they clap for me and cheer. When I do my body action, I can tell them what this piece is talking about and the story behind this piece. Sometimes I feel stressed because there's a lot of people looking at me and concentrating on me because I am playing on solo. So when I'm going on stage, my instructor, she told me to let me think that the audience are big watermelons. And when I'm on stage, I will take a deep breath and start playing. My another interest in Chinese culture is Teochew Opera. When I wear the makeup and wear the costume, I think that I'm stepping back in time. My dream is to be a musician in the Singapore Chinese Orchestra like my instructor, Miss Xu Wenjing.